From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. White supremacists who are inspired to commit mass murder in the U.S. today are echoing President Donald Trump's rhetoric. But the watchdog group Media Matters for America has found that the hate-filled online forums where white supremacists hobnob with one another are also full of praise for another figure, Fox News's Tucker Carlson. Carlson's name has cropped up thousands of times on 8chan, the breeding ground of racist white terrorists. Carlson proved his credentials just this week during his show when he claimed that treating white supremacy as a serious issue was a hoax used to divide the country. My guest is Madeline Peltz, researcher at Media Matters. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
So before Carlson's performance this week, he had, of course, been laying the groundwork for this claim that white supremacy is a hoax. For those of us who don't watch Fox News on a regular basis for reasons of, you know, sanity, how would you describe Carlson in general? Is he a friend to white supremacists? Does he echo Trump's words, or does Trump echo his?
So I would say that there is a budding strain of what they're calling national conservatism in the Republican Party, which is basically laundering these white supremacist talking points that have festered underneath the surface of American politics, and packaging up in a palatable and sort of respectable way to mainstream these ideas and make them at the core of what the right-wing media and the Republican Party is pushing. And Tucker Carlson is the tip of the spear of this movement. He has had this program on primetime on Fox since November in 2016, and in that time, he has gone further than any other host on Fox currently and in the history of Fox to embrace white supremacist fringe figures, fringe issues, and bring them into the mainstream discourse, and ultimately to the attention of the president. So I would say that he has done more than anyone else at the network to bring these ideas to an audience of millions on a nightly basis for over 2 years.
And of course, when people hear somebody on television who looks authoritative and has a platform say these words, it lends credence to their own feelings of whatever they might be thinking. You know, when it comes to race, you hear your subconscious feelings about these issues echoed by somebody who appears to have authority, and it validates you, right? It's sort of he can't, just as Trump validates the racists, Tucker Carlson has got to be validating the racists.
Absolutely. I think that's a really important point. If you think about the medium of cable news, there's an entire apparatus meant to lend credibility to what your host is saying. And this takes the form of the sets and the respect and these guests with recognizable names and all of the professional graphics and transitions that you see on other networks and nightly news shows on CNN and MSNBC. And so it makes it difficult for a viewer to distinguish between this white nationalist agenda that Tucker is pushing and other more run-of-the-mill opinion hosts that you're seeing on cable news. And so I think that the authority that the medium of cable news lends to this fringe extremist ideology that Tucker is pushing every single night is an extremely important factor when you're considering how this hatred is metastasizing to his audience and on the internet and into the body politic generally.
So let's actually watch the clip of what it was that Carlson said this week, the same week that even President Trump read a scripted speech denouncing racism, bigotry, and white supremacy. This is what Tucker Carlson had to say.
But the whole thing is a lie. If you were to assemble a list, a hierarchy of concerns, of problems this country faces, where would white supremacy be on the list? Right up there with Russia, probably. It's actually not a real problem in America. The combined membership of every white supremacist organization in this country would they be able to fit inside a college football stadium? I mean, seriously. This is a country where the average person is getting poorer, where the suicide rate is spiking. White supremacy, that's the problem. This is a hoax. Just like the Russia hoax, it's a conspiracy theory used to divide the country and keep a hold on power. That's exactly what's going on.
So according to Tucker Carlson, white supremacy is a hoax, just like Russia, the Russia conspiracy designed to divide the country and keep a hold on power, which is really interesting. Because, of course, the Democrats, I'm assuming that's who he's implying, or liberals, don't actually have as much political power right now. How interesting it is that even Tucker Carlson seems to, or even Trump seems to be able to say the words white supremacy when Tucker Carlson refuses to acknowledge it. Do you think that there is this signaling that goes on between Fox News and the Trump administration on these issues, where they sort of, you know, have this tacit agreement? Well, the president kind of has to come out and say it because he's being pressured to, but his megaphone, the Fox News, doesn't really have to hold back.
Well, Trump has a different audience than Tucker Carlson does. Obviously, he has a much larger audience. And in many ways, the audience that's most important that Tucker is speaking to is an audience of one, which would be the president. And so he is pushing the president to downplay the threat of white supremacist violence and ideology, because it's to the benefit of this political program that he has articulated in speeches and on his show. So they're being held to different standards, and it just goes to show that there are no standards at Fox News. Of course, Trump is being held to a much lower standard than any other president in American history, but the editorial organization and standards at Fox News are virtually non-existent. And so he's able to say whatever he wants, and what he is pushing for is this white supremacist ideology that has manifested throughout his show for, you know, almost 3 years, over 2 years.
I mentioned that Media Matters did an analysis of how often Tucker Carlson's name pops up on 4chan and 8chan, these online forums that that are underground and that allow these hate-filled figures and this hate-filled rhetoric to multiply. 19,000 times this year alone is how often Carlson has been mentioned on 4chan and 8chan. I can't imagine that these have been anything but positive mentions of Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, neo-Nazis and white identity extremists have only sung praises of Tucker Carlson since his rise to prominence, and he's begun articulating this radical ideology. David Duke tweeted on Wednesday in support of Tucker Carlson, and like we said, we did analysis that showed that in the last year, there have been 19,000 mentions of Carlson. Daily Stormer founder Andrew Anglin has said that Tucker is their best spokesperson, and I wrote a piece analyzing a network of white supremacist podcasts that show that it's a closed loop between these extremists and Tucker. They're consistently praising him on these underground networks of media that identify Tucker as a thought leader of white nationalist extremism and their most important ally in mainstreaming this ideology.
And I understand that they even have this fantasy of seeing him in the White House?
Yeah, well, Tucker has always been edgy and sort of on top of the zeitgeist in terms of what is happening in right-wing politics. And so if you look back to 2008, 2009, when Ron Paul was running for president, Tucker Carlson spoke at the Libertarian Convention, and people at that time were talking about him running for office. And now he is leading this nationalist movement on cable news and the same type of talk bubbles up. But I can't speculate as to whether that is something that could or would happen, but it's a terrifying possibility.
It's interesting to hear both Carlson and Trump try to distance themselves from not just white supremacy, but the actions of the white supremacists who pick up assault rifles and massacre people. They are claiming that they have nothing to do with them. And yet, you see time after time, those people who are, kind of open white supremacists, like Richard Spencer or some of these other leaders of the so-called alt-right, proudly don MAGA hats and, proudly praise Tucker Carlson, like David Duke is proudly praising Tucker Carlson. If these white supremacists love you, that means you provide fodder for their beliefs. Is it possible to provide any plausible deniability between your words and white supremacists? It just blows my mind.
I mean, this particular instance of him calling white supremacy as a hoax is especially dangerous because there's 22 recently dead from an absolutely horrific massacre in El Paso. And so in the past, there have been instances where he has crossed a line, his comments have gone viral, he's lost advertisers, and these incidences were distant from actual white supremacist violence. And so for him to raise the bar, raise the stakes on what he's able to say and its proximity to actual violence, it's terrifying. And the fact that the Fox News executives continue to stand behind him and his violent rhetoric and his nightly incitement to violence shows that the only solution for containing this hate is to hold advertisers responsible for paying for nightly on-air fascism, which is what they're doing right now.
We recently heard that Joaquin Castro, a Texas congressman, outed, or he didn't really out, he just published the already publicly available names of all the donors to Trump's campaign from his district. And it would be interesting to see something similar for Tucker Carlson, put out a list of all his advertisers who, through money, through direct funding, are enabling his hate. To shame them, into backing down, because we're literally talking about life and death issues here. Is that something that Media Matters has done? Have people identified who Carlson's specific sponsors are?
Absolutely. And we have a list of sponsors that are available at mediamatters.org, where you can see who's paying for this, see who's dropped, and let people know that you're doing business with, that you don't support this hateful rhetoric, and that you want to see them be held responsible for their sponsorship of this crisis of political consciousness.
Do you feel that just as people have called Trump out for being responsible for inspiring these mass shooters, that someone like Tucker Carlson should be absolutely sort of directly linked to these incidents? I mean, he may be emboldening future domestic terrorists, mass shooters right now, as he goes on Fox News every night.
Absolutely. And I frankly think that it's irresponsible to allow him to put any distance between the violence that his rhetoric inspires and his continued presence on television. If you look at the ideologies that motivated deadly attacks in Christchurch and in El Paso, the words written by these killers are virtually indistinguishable from the monologues that Tucker delivers on his show. And so the fact that he says that white supremacy is a hoax and continues to downplay its deadly prevalence in our society only demonstrates, the only conclusion that you can draw is that he wants these things to continue to happen. And so it's extremely, it's a big threat. There's a big threat of direct material harm to marginalized people, immigrants, Muslims, other forms of identities that are marginalized, it's a threat to their safety. And the fact that it goes on every single night is something that should alarm any person of conscience.
How much of a hold on Trump do you think Tucker Carlson has? I mean, we know that Trump constantly quotes Fox News media figures, including Carlson, just kind of openly cites them, like you would cite an advisor on his Twitter feed when he comes to conclusions about really important things. I mean, it feels like Fox News is setting the White House's agenda.
Absolutely. Fox News is an incredibly destructive force that is fueling the Trump agenda, and it, and our their hosts are regular advisors to the president. We know that Sean Hannity speaks to the president on a almost nightly basis. It's been reported that he calls the president after his show to discuss it. We know that Tucker Carlson was advising Trump on military strikes in Iran, and we know, of course, that other figures like Lou Dobbs have the ear of the president, and also figures from the administration almost exclusively appear on Fox News. And so there is this toxic cesspool of a feedback loop that the Trump administration leads and Fox News follows, and vice versa, Fox News leads and the Trump administration follows. So as to the specific influence of Tucker Carlson, it's hard to quantify without knowing things from behind the scenes, but based on what we've seen, based on what happened recently with this episode in Trump's consideration of Iran nuclear strikes or military strikes, it is clear that there is a very cozy relationship between the network and the Trump administration.
So when they talk about white supremacy, they speak about it in terms that they claim deniability. But what about issues of guns and gun violence? I'm assuming that Tucker Carlson sort of echoes the standard NRA line on guns and the availability of guns. And again, then we have Trump echoing the same thing.
Tucker is an absolute extremist on guns. He has maintained his libertarian mindset in that regard. He will use these mass shooting tragedies to smear gun safety advocates and say that they want to punish law-abiding citizens because of the actions of just a few people. And of course, this is inaccurate. And with hundreds of millions of guns on the streets in America, inaction is a deadly consequences, as we've seen time and time again. And so, yeah, Tucker is absolutely an extremist on this issue, and his rhetoric whips up fear and motivates people to be afraid of the government coming for your guns. That's something that Fox has been pushing for a long time. And just like every other right-wing talking point, Tucker just takes that to an extreme.
Do you feel that it's critical for Americans to point out how dangerous Fox News is and actually start this concerted campaign? Because it really feels like this outlet is a danger to the country. I mean, it has been for a really long time. It has radicalized and brainwashed a huge section of the American electorate in a way that it seems as though Trump's presidency is only a natural outcome of Fox News's standards, ethical standards. I don't know if, I mean, yes, boycotts and advertiser boycotts are one thing, but are there other ways in which you think, say, lawmakers or member of Congress need to get involved? I mean, we need to have congressional hearings on what Fox News is doing.
I mean, I think that's an interesting suggestion. I think that in terms of mitigating the immediate harm and putting immediate pressure on the executives who are profiting from this hate, the easiest thing that people can do is contact advertisers. I will say that I've spoken to people who have said that they have, they feel like they've lost parents to Fox News.
Oh, yes.
Because their parents have been brainwashed, and that's really devastating on an individual level for people. And so a lot of what they said were going to happen because of video games to our generation is what happened to the parents via Fox News. And It's a very serious destructive force in American politics. It's inseparable from what's happening in the White House and on the right in general, and it needs to be confronted head on. And the Democratic establishment and those running for president need to recognize when these right-wing talking points that start on Fox News and creep into the mainstream media are shaping what their policy and their positions are. And I think that's the most corrosive force, is that they sort of neuter the ability of the opposition to actually present an opposition and a plan to roll back the march towards fascism that's happening over Trump and being, you know, parroted through the white nationalist propaganda machine that is Fox News.
Is there any dissent within Fox? I mean, every now and then we sort of hear Chris Wallace start to challenge, you know, Trump administration officials or Trump's policy positions. He seems to be the sort of, maybe let's just put it this way, least dangerous of all the Fox News hosts. And that's a narrow spectrum. But is there any indication that not everybody at Fox is, you know, backing Trump and fomenting Trumpism?
There's a number of personalities that in selling advertisements, the Fox executives have highlighted in these upfront meetings where they're trying to sell this ad real estate and saying, these are our serious journalists, don't pay attention to our opinion journalists.
Wow.
And those include Chris Wallace, Shepard Smith, Brett Baier, and Martha McCallum. Martha McCallum is a very poor example of a unbiased host. She is extremely biased towards conservatism and right-wing politicians, and she's also a severe anti-choice extremist. But the person who has spoken most forcefully against the Trump agenda at Fox News has been Shepard Smith, and also oftentimes the things that he's saying on his show are in direct contradiction to the things that specifically Sean Hannity is saying, and it often feels like Shepard Smith is speaking directly to Sean Hannity and telling him that he's a liar.
Wow. Well, I want to thank you so much, Madeline, for joining us today. Where can people find out more about the work that Media Matters does, and how you guys watch Fox News so we don't have to?
Sure. So you can go to our website, mediamatters.org. We've got a lot of information up right now about what's happening with Tucker Carlson on these internet extremist forums and at Fox News in general. You can also read a recent profile of the organization in the Rolling Stone magazine, which really gives you a behind-the-scenes look of what happens here at our organization and how we're fighting to hold the right-wing media accountable.
I want to thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Madeline Peltz is a researcher at Media Matters. We've been discussing Tucker Carlson at Fox News and his white supremacy. I'm Sonali Kohatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at RU with Sonali.